I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so very much for joining me again, as you do each and every Sunday, right here on Biz Talk Radio. America's Dining and Travel Guide that I'm hosting is now in its 28th year. Would you believe that? And today we're going to talk about a pocket guide to adventure travel, specifically as presented by the one and only Miss Terrence Zepke. Welcome to the show. How you been?
Hey, Pierre, thanks for having me, and congratulations on 28 years.
Can you believe that? Now, you've done a bit of travel. How long have you been at it? And before we go any further, Terrence, would you reintroduce yourself to my national, international audience? Because it's been a while since you've been on, and the last time we spoke about South African travel.
Okay. My name is Terrence Zepke. I'm a travel writer. I've written 28 books, most of them pertaining to travel.
28 it is now, huh? Amazing.
Yes, and I'm also a travel blogger, and I'm a host of Terrence Talks Travel. And so you can find out more about my show on TerrenceTalksTravel.com or my reports on Africa, adventure travel, and so forth. And so the latest book I've written that we were going to talk about today, of course, is the Terrence Talks Travel, A Pocket Guide to Adventure Travel. And so that's what I've been working on, and gearing up to share all this wonderful information with people.
We're very happy that you will do so. Who actually prompted you, initiated the idea of travel into you? Someone from the family, or how did that come about?
Well, my parents took me on my first, overseas trip when I was 3 years old. We went to the Caribbean. And they sort of dragged me around my whole childhood. And I really didn't like travel all that much when I was little. I had a lot of motion sickness, and I didn't, some of the kids don't like to be out of the routine and all. So my parents always joked that at least they wouldn't have to worry about me being far from home. And then something happened later on, and I realized I loved to travel, and I began just going all around the world. And, of course, my favorite kind of travel is adventure travel, so there's a little element of, I guess, danger, if you will, or thrill to it. So I think that they're so now they are back to worrying about me as I travel around.
Yeah, I worry about you when I read in your little book, A Pocket Guide to Adventure Travel. Now, isn't it expensive to travel the way you did, or did you find ways to make it affordable?
Well, I always have cheap travel suggestions for people, ways that you can achieve gourmet travel on a fast food budget, as I like to say. And a lot of these places, these experiences, these destinations, it's amazing. A lot of them are actually cheaper than going for a week at the beach in the U.S. because, it can be quite pricey to travel here in the homeland. And so it's actually more affordable than some people might think. And that said, adventure travel can cost a bit more for certain activities because you're having to go to maybe more remote destinations and hire expert guides and you know, things like that. So, but I always try to tell people the most affordable way to go to have the experience, and that is included in this book as how to budget and save money on any kind of adventure travel. So it can be, like I said, more affordable than you might think, especially if you're able to get some air or credit card miles that you can use for your airline tickets. And then you can parlay that with some other things, and it's really can be much more affordable than people realize.
You have to write about 28 books, and then it's real affordable, isn't it? Tell me, how? What is adventure travel for those who are uninitiated?
Well, adventure travel is kind of an interesting area there because most people think of it as being some hardcore thing like mountain climbing or trekking. But adventure travel is really, it can include soft adventures. So actually, even under the umbrella of adventure travel is bird watching. And so I think you'd have to agree with me that bird watching is not exactly a tough activity physically for you. And so it kind of ranges all different ways because it can include whitewater rafting, snorkeling. It can include trekking. It can include bicycling. Cultural immersion activities are part of adventure travel there.
Once in a while, your company is one of the larger animals, aren't they?
Excuse me?
Larger animals are sometimes accompanying you on adventure travel.
Oh, yes, yes. Wildlife safaris are a big part of adventure travel. That's one of the criteria for adventure travel. So, of course, and I love wildlife watching, so I do a lot of around-the-world safaris. And so, yeah, when we were in South Africa, we did the shark cage diving, which was, that's considered sort of an extreme adventure. So that was, but I don't think I'm going to do that again, Pierre. I've checked that off my bucket list now.
That one is not. I was a little more limited and timid, I would say. I did ride camels and also elephants, but that was not adventure travel. That was just having a great deal of fun.
But, you know, it is adventure travel to a bit, just going to certain destinations and doing something like riding a camel or an elephant. That's a soft adventure. So I think a lot of people have done more adventure travel than they realize. Hot air ballooning is considered adventure. So
and zip lines,
yeah.
Right? Zip lines.
What?
Zip lines.
Yes, absolutely. And even kids have done that. So I think a lot more people have done it. But I do think that people need to be prepared to know what they're getting into. Because I've heard from a lot of people about when they've had experiences, and when I get talking to them, I find out that they just, it wasn't what they thought they were signing up for. So I always tell people to be careful about that. Make sure you understand what you're doing. You know, is it camping? Are you in a tent? Are you in a cabin? You know, are you, you know, out under the stars? You know, I mean, is it, you know, basic lodging? Is it five-star lodging? I mean, if you know before you go what you're getting into, no surprises, then you'll be prepared. And so one of the things I do to help people with that is I actually have an adventure travel quiz in the book. And it will tell you, the answers to it will tell you if you're really suited for adventure travel or not.
Who do you think is typically suited for adventure travel?
Who is suited for adventure travel?
Other than Taryn Zepke.
Well, like I said, so many of us are suited for it. The U.S. I actually took this quiz from the U.S. Tour Operators Association. They're the ones that developed it. And and you just answer the questions, and at the end of it there, you tally up your results, and it will tell you, you know, if what kind of traveler you really are. And so I think that's very helpful.
One of the things you describe in the book, and that's very important, I think, is documentation and being ready to have funds for whatever adventures you're going to enjoy. Isn't that correct? So you've got to be ready for that, and particularly if they need documents and passports. And I add to it, it is important for some people to have travel insurance, don't you think?
I think that's very important for most of us to have a travel insurance, and you should buy that from a third-party company. Don't buy it through the tour operator that you're taking the trip with.
I agree with you totally.
And absolutely the documentation, because not just passports, but a lot of times visas will be needed, and that can take months depending on which government. For instance, India, it can be quite a process to get your visa to India and all. And if you might need other documentation, such as when you're going on a gorilla trek, you have to have a permit to get in there to go see the gorillas. And you have to arrange that with the people you're going with months before you're going to go, because those are just so limited. So there's actually a lot of preparation that you have to do for adventure travel that you won't do for other types of trips. And, of course, the health issues that you would have to get. You might need vaccinations or malaria preventatives or any number of things. I always recommend to people before they take any of these kind of trips to talk to their doctor. And
we're
going
to get into the book with my special guest, Terrance Zepke, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, Zepke, Z-E-P-K-E. You can look her up on the website. She has a wonderful site, written 20-some-odd books. And today we'll look closer at Terrance Zepke, Terrance Talks Travel, a pocket guide to adventure travel. Back in a moment.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, live from the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado. Joining me is a lady who has written 28 guides to adventure travelers, only one of them. Many, many books referring to travel. Isn't that correct, Terrence?
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of your favorite adventures that you'll never forget?
Oh, gosh. That's tough here because I've loved every one of them for different reasons. Nepal, I really was surprised. I just fell in love with Nepal, which, by the way, I want to mention real quick to everyone that I know everybody knows about the devastating earthquake that was in Nepal, but what we're not hearing about now from the media is that things are turning around and they're actually encouraging tourism to come back. As you know, that a lot of these places just absolutely perish or flourish based on tourism, and Nepal is one of those places. So I want to make sure people know if you have any interest in going to Nepal, up to the Himalayas, or seeing any of this beautiful part of the world, that it is open again for travel for the most part. So, but I did enjoy that. And also, of course, South Africa. That's one of my favorite places. Because, you know, I think, Pierre, the reason why is because you can do so many things in South Africa. I know you've been there, and you know, because if you're real adventurous like me, you can do all kinds of adventure activities because it's the adventure capital of the world.
Yeah, I leave that up to you. I'm more for comfort nowadays.
But, you know, you can also do that. They've got beautiful beaches. They've got the Cape Winelands. They've got the Rovos Rail that you can just sit back and enjoy the scenery. So there's something for everybody, I think. So that's a really good. Probably another one of my favorite destinations is Antarctica. That's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so that was pretty spectacular.
You know, one of my experience, not so much adventure, but travel experience, are the Galapagos Islands. Don't you think they were beautiful?
Absolutely, and that is one of the adventures discussed in my book, and that's actually one I highly recommend for family adventure travel. That's something that's really good to be able to do as a family. And that's what I tried to do in this book, was include all different kinds of adventures, what land, sea, hot, cold, family, young, old, I mean, just sort of had a mix, expensive, cheap, you know, so you could just have something for everybody included in these kinds of adventures, U.S., overseas. So I just really wanted to make sure I covered all the bases with it. So I'm really quite pleased with all the adventures that are in the book. And if anybody gets it, I hope they'll find out. And by the way, it is only $4.99 on Kindle and $9.95 in print. So I've made it very affordable because I'm just so passionate about adventure travel. I'd like everyone to be able to go and have at least one once-in-a-lifetime experience like some of these. So.
The Trans-Siberian Railway adventure I have not actually enjoyed. Is this something you recommend highly?
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the best ways to see that part of the world because, I mean, you just... the Mongolian people are so they're so nomadic. The population of Mongolia is so nomadic. It's just one of the best reasons why I chose this train trip is because you're going to get to see so much more. You're going to cover so much more ground this way here. So, and you're seeing a part of the world that so many people don't get to. And as you know, the Trans-Siberian Railway is the longest railway network in the world. It's actually three railways, and so it's just such an incredible experience that people can have. So you actually, I think you cross eight time zones if you do the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but this is just a little part of it there because it's quite the thing. I think it's 3,500 miles of it is what this covers, this trip. And so for people that like train travel too, and there's a lot of train enthusiasts, and so there's a lot of great rail trips
I
around
love,
the world.
Actually, train travel. It's a good way
yeah.
to see things. Now,
yeah.
is there adventure travel also in the U.S. in your book called Terrence Talks Travel, A Pocket Guide to Adventure Travel? And it's available where, Terrence?
Most booksellers, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, just almost any bookseller. But if for people that are listening from around the world, I guess the easiest thing to do would be tell them Amazon. Because I don't know all the bookstores.
We talked about foreign lands and Africa and Mongolia and so forth. What about the U.S.?
There are U.S. adventures because I think one of our greatest treasures is our national parks. We have some spectacular ones, and so I discuss some of the experiences that you can have. For instance, this year, for the first time ever, if you can believe it, Pierre, I did the Florida Everglades. I haven't been there before, and that was absolutely spectacular, and so that's one of the experiences that's included in here. Denali National Park, Yellowstone, Tetons, just all kinds of things. The Low Country, I'm from the South Carolina Low Country, so no book on adventure travel, I think, is complete without a discussion of that. And there's a few other things, including, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, Pierre, but there is actually a couple of companies here in the U.S. that offer storm-chasing adventures.
Oh, wow.
Out west. And you can actually, it's exactly what it says there. You literally chase tornadoes and get up close and personal.
I don't know when I'm up for that one. But I want to tell you, you wrote about Cuba, which is opening up to tourism, particularly people to people. And I want to mention that 22 years ago exactly, April 30th, for 1 week, I actually legally broadcasted from Havana, Cuba. And you have that in your book, The Adventure Travel.
Wow. Yes. I try to have some offbeat things, and because it's not going to be for everybody. Not everybody is interested in going to Cuba. And this was actually in there before all of this, you know, this was actually one of the adventures I've talked to people about before it was even a big, huge, trending topic now. And things keep changing. But at the end of the day, the thing to remember about going to Cuba is it's a communist country. And just like North Korea is in my book. Did you know you can go to North Korea? I did not know that until I was researching the book, that you can actually take educational tours, and they actually sell out every year.
I don't think now would be a good time to visit either Korea, because things are a little tenuous.
Right,
and
definitely they'll let you know because, you know, and I list companies that specialize in travel, so there's specific companies I recommend that people do some of these experiences with that I know about and I know have good reputations because I think it's so important with adventure travel that, you know, you're going with an expert company, and so I have questions that you need to ask and know as you're approaching a tour operator, an outfitter, a guide, whoever you use to go with your adventure trip.
We're
and
coming to a close, Terrence.
Oh, there's
Zepke,
so much more.
Adventure travel. Wrap it up for me, would you please, Terrence?
I have to tell you to get the book because there's just so much more we haven't even hit yet there. And you've got to be prepared. That's the biggest thing with adventure travel. And so I just recommend, you know, get the book, read through, find everything out, and go with a good tour operator. Make sure you allow plenty of time for your planning.
And all of that and more is in the book. Terrence Fox Travel, a pocket guide to adventure travel, Terrence Epstein. Thank you very much and would love to meet you sometime, and we'll do another interview in the future. Thank you for your time. Stay with me right here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Back in just a few.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers who helped us live and enjoy our life. Thank you and enjoy the day. Something quite different. We have Chef Rinaldo with a wonderful book in two languages. Both you will hear in a moment. Sabores de Cuba. Happy to have you along today, and thank you for taking the time on, Chef Rinaldo. How are you doing?
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for that wonderful intro. I appreciate it.
I'm delighted. Are you working hard in Somerville, New Jersey, on Mother's Day today?
I am working very hard.
Yeah, it's got to be a very busy day, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's very busy. Very busy. I'm actually in the bathroom right now, so I couldn't
speak. That's a nice place. Your restaurant is called Martino's Cuban Restaurant in Somerville, New Jersey. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. You're correct on that. Martino's Cuban Restaurant, we're the only Cuban restaurant in town and one of the best. We've been here for one of the best in New Jersey. We've been here for 24 years.
Wow. Chef, you know that you're talking to a chef who is retired, and I know exactly what hard work is all about. But I would like you to share with my international, let's say, audience here on Biz Talk Radio all over the world and naturally all over the beautiful USA this Mother's Day one more time. Happy Mother's Day to all of you celebrating. But tell them a little about your Cuban-Colombian background, would you please? Your childhood.
Well, like you said, happy Mother's Day. We wouldn't be having this conversation, obviously. But as far as my background, my father's Cuban. My mother's Colombian and, you know, just American itself. I was born in Colombia. And, you know, the turbulent Escobar regime. And we survived, you know, with fighters, and something that was always a constant was food. And as you know, Chef, food always finds a way to calm us down and to let us be creative, to let us push forward, and just to let us be us. And I always find food to bring us out of trouble, you know. And through the journey, my father being more a classically trained chef and with a Cuban background, Cuban mother, Cuban flavors, my mom being more than rustic chef, I was able to create what I do now, you know, more seen with the flavors of, you know, and the rustic. And, you know, that's where I'm at now with my book, Chef Rinaldo Sabores de Cuba. It's just, you know, you have your classic dishes, but then you have my take and what my flavors are in Cuban cuisine.
Now, do you remember anything about your birth and early days in Medellin, Colombia?
Oh yeah, what don't I remember, man? I mean, my youth was awesome, so much fun. Got to do a lot of things when I was young. I experienced some really bad things. I don't want to talk about that, but I want to talk about the good. One of the most, the best memories for me was when I was able to go out to the market with my mom. I always loved it. In Colombia, you have, imagine like a New York City block. That's our farmer's market. And in there, you find everything on the one roof. You have all the farmers from the hills coming in and selling their plátano verde, their green plantain, their yuca, tomates, mangoes, limes, you name it, was there. And then you have the butchers. You had the pigs, you had the local fish from fisheries. You had the meat, and it was just amazing walking through there and trying not to get lost behind my mom's fast pace, because she always kind of knew what she wanted, and it was a lot of fun. You know, my mom would teach me how to pick produce, what to look for, and to bargain. I mean, let me tell you what. Between my mom and my dad, I learned how to the bargaining tool, and something I use today. And as you know, bargaining is part of the deal to get the most profit out, right?
Now, Chef Ronaldo Sabora's The Cuba new book is also diabetic friendly, traditional and Nuevo Cubano cuisine. What would typify actually Cubana cuisine, Chef?
Can you repeat the last part, please?
I say, what would typify Nuevo Cubano cuisine? What's typical Cuban cuisine? And by the way, I want to tell you.
Your typical Cuban, so let's call it a typical Cuban, right? You have your ropa vieja, your French steak. And before I move further, you know, the diabetic friendly part. I want everybody to know out there that the diabetic-friendly part, what makes it diabetic-friendly is that the recipes meet all the ADA, the Diabetes Association guidelines. And that's it pretty much. Besides that, the flavor is there and more, and the food, the creativity there is amazing. You're not going to get bored with this book. And then going back to the classic Cuban, you have actual whole section of classic Cuban dishes. You got your ropa vieja, you know, you got your boliche, you know, your Iran beef. And, you know, and it's the bold flavors of roasting or braising, just creating deep flavor profiles. And to me, that's some good Cuban cuisine. And then the Nuevo part, you know, I kind of just take, kind of mix. To me, I just kind of mix different techniques. So I'll take a little bit from Colombia, you know, from Mexico, and, you know, let it be Puerto Rico, and kind of mesh it all up and create a newer flavor, but always keeping in mind the flavor profiles of the Cuban cuisine, using oregano, cumino, the bay leaves, and, you know, all those kind of things, lots of garlic, citrus, to keep that present, because, you know, that's who I am, half of me. And that's pretty much how kind of distinguish both of them.
What about this salsa dancing? Why is that attached to your name, Chef Ronaldo?
You know, like that's the embodiment of all Cubanos, man, the salsa dancing. It's awesome. I mean, there is, you cannot be more free dancing salsa. I mean, let me tell you what, it is such an amazing feeling. There is no, at that moment, besides eating, there's no one saying, oh, that person is black, that person is Hispanic, that person is Asian. There's no prejudice. It's just, if you could dance, you're on the dance floor, pretty much. That's the only thing that matters. You better know how to dance, you better know how to lead, and that's it. And to me, that, I think that's amazing, to be able to bring different cultures together without having to worry who's who. And that's why I love salsa. That's why it's one big part of my life, you know, the whole salsa dancing aspect.
You, of course, are part of the media and have appeared on many different TV and radio broadcasts, so you're quite well known. And your new book, is this the first book, by the way, Chef Ronaldo?
Yes, Ronaldo. First book, sir.
First one. That
yes.
is quite
now,
something.
For now.
For now, right. There's always time for a second one. Who did the photography?
Yeah, right. The photographer was a lady they hired from, forget her name, from the Food Network, but the pictures, I mean, the photo, the styling, that's all me, and the lady just was able to capture in an amazing way. Those pictures are awesome.
I'm going to take a moment out, Chef Ronaldo. Stay with me because we are approaching a break. Don't go away. We'll look closely at your book called Sabores de Cuba by Chef Ronaldo. But in the meanwhile, I want to bring you to attention the righttravel.info website. Dubai tourists, culture, and new civilization experience in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and other cities on the United Arab Emirates and Right Travel Private Car, an English-speaking guide. We'll make sure the company, again, righttravel.info, sure to provide all the logistic and detailed programs to get most out of your vacation where? In Dubai. And go to the website www.righttravel.info. And we will return in just a few moments with Chef Ronaldo, the wonderful first book he wrote, Sabores de Cuba, Diabetic, Friendly, and Traditional New Cuban Cuisine. Back in a few moments, right here on Biz Talk Radio with your host, Pierre Rome, each and every Sunday for 2 hours. Stay with us.
Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept me.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Today on America's Dining and Travel Guide, we have the pleasure of the presence as a guest, Chef Ronaldo Linares. And he brings us Cuban, Colombian, American salsa dancing. That's what he's doing while he's waiting for us to come back. By the way, Chef, what does the word sabores mean?
Sabores, it's flavors. Flavors all around. You know, that's one thing that you're going to find at every corner in the book is flavors. At every page, let it be a shake, a meat, a salad, it doesn't matter. Everything is right there, and that's what the sabores part is, because when you think of Cuba, it's a flavor all around with the women, with the dancing, with the food.
Would you now let my audience hear part of the contents of your new book called Flavors or Sabores de Cuba? Would you please, Chef? Give an idea of what the contents is all about.
The contents of the book itself, it's broken down really nice. So first of all, the book is bilingual. It's written in English and Spanish. That's an awesome thing, because that leaves nobody outside. The book itself, it's all about flavor, but also keeping health in the forefront, which is very, very important to me. There's a whole farmer's market area in the book. So what that does is I kind of breaks down the farmer's market through the seasons, what to look for, and three tips on each item, to look for, freshness, crispness, aromas, and all that stuff. And then through the book itself, you're going to have a salad section, shake, breakfast. But it all comes with a twist, all comes with a different type of flavor, and then it definitely allows for your time to be used wisely. So if you're in a rush, you go for a shake. If you have time, you go for a stew. So the book itself is broken down lovely, has awesome stories, an amazing introduction. And I got the foreword written by one of the top chefs in America, a good friend of mine and my mentor. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very happy to say that.
If you were to let my audience hear, what makes Cuban cuisine so outstanding and popular? For not only Spanish-oriented, but for all those who enjoy this type of flavoring, which has its heritage not only in Spain, but also in other parts of the world, it's all influencing Cuban cuisine. What are some of the specialties that you would pick out in the book called Sabores, Sabores de Cuba? Pick some out that you think should be in everyone's pantry ready to go for.
So as spices go, I mean, definitely, I think something that I grew up with it and always remember, always staples that my father had and my mother was cumin, ground cumin, bay leaves, always bay leaves, because you can add bay leaves to anything. It doesn't matter what you're cooking. I think with bay leaves, adds its own flavor, and it allows the if you're cooking a protein or a rice, it gives its own flavor to it, and allows that rice flavor, the pork flavor to accentuate into something else. Oregano, garlic, citrus, you know, all that stuff that you're going to find in a lot of our dishes. And what makes it pop, like right now we have out in the dining room, there's like 150 people eating at the moment, serving. And it's, you know, the restaurant's full pretty much. And they just love, I think that the love of the food being so homey, so soulful-ish, that it grabs you. It has a relationship with you when you eat it. So I think that's one of the most popular thing. And also Cuba being somewhere that you can't really go, you know, when people come here at the restaurant, they get a feeling of that. Definitely it's a big combination of things. And you say that, you know, Cuba has Spanish influence, has Chinese influence and African as well. So that's another reason, too, it's a vast majority of flavors made up in the Cuban cuisine.
If you were to prepare a Mother's Day special, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers listening, what would it be at your home rather than at your restaurant? What would you be preparing if you were doing the cooking?
That's an excellent, excellent question, because I definitely cook different in my house. I like to do courses. I like to set up courses at my house. So I love salads. I love not your typical like lettuce and everything. So I would probably start with some quinoa, cooked quinoa with some avocado, some onions, some tomatoes, like in a chimichurri dressing, kind of tossed in there, kind of to open up the palate. And then from there, you know, I will go maybe some roasted plantains with a little poblano guava sauce with some queso fresco on top and cilantro. That is excellent. That go there, follow that up, or maybe some kind of seafood, maybe some scallops with a pico de gallo on top. That's excellent. And then we'll start getting to the heavy stuff, you know, a nice pork tenderloin. I like pork tenderloin with citrus. So definitely I will blend up some citrus, make like a room temperature sauce. So when you serve it, a nice dollop of that on top with some thyme infused into the citrus sauce is excellent. And then definitely I like barley. I like things like that, you know, kind of change up the flavor and add some of that pork flavor into that. It matches up well, you know. And just kind of keep moving from there along until everybody gets full pretty much. So I definitely like to go all in when I cook.
Every good thing, including this interview, comes to a halt and finalization. Would you give us an idea for dessert, please, Chef Ronaldo?
Oh, yeah, man. I have this recipe that I've loved for a long time that I have in the book. They're called Temptation Plantains. So the plantains, right, they're just kind of sliced lengthwise, so nicely, thinly, the sweet plantains. And then I get a hot skillet and I kind of brown them up. And then I roll it up, somewhat like a sushi roll, per se. And then I put them in a pan, and then I kind of baste them up with some rum, some anise, some
and bring it to a spice flame, flaming right at the table. Chef Ronaldo, we wish you happy Mother's Day. You're not the mother, but you might have one. Wish her well. And all the mothers out there, enjoy the day. And thank you, Chef Ronaldo. And good success with your book, Sabores de Cuba. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining me. Thank you very much. And all of you stay with us here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.